believe we hear now from head coach Jeff Tesh of the BSU Beavers. Jeff, this had to be one of the toughest losses in recent memory. You guys had this game won today and just could not get a defensive stop when you needed, could you?
Well, I'm going to start back even further than that, as we needed to score on the last drive, and then we missed a field goal, and then we needed to run the clock out. So, you know, sure, the defense has got to stop them, but we should have closed the game out too. So it's there's more than just that final part.
How gutsy of a performance did you just witness from Jordan Hine, all things considered?
He played well. You know, he did some nice things. He missed a couple of receivers early that could have got us some points. But for a kid, we didn't know till warm-ups if he was going to play with his sore shoulder. He did suck it up and go and gave us a chance to win.
You wanted to get more of your wide receivers involved after last week's game. You had 9 players catch passes today. That's spreading the wealth pretty darn well, isn't it?
It is, and we've just got some mechanical things to figure out on both sides of the ball. We're in transition with our new offense, and defensively, obviously, we tried to sub guys and stay fresh, and we had 4 or 5 too many guys on the field, and there's certainly things we could do to help the kids out there too, and I feel terrible about that.
I don't know if I've ever seen a team work as fast in the no huddle as what Southwest did there in that first half. It's next to impossible to defend that, isn't it?
Well, it basically doesn't allow you to sub anybody on, and we were trying to sub people on, and they have that system down. Or if they see a running guy's on, they just snap the ball. So, I mean, very smart on their part and not very smart on ours for trying to run guys in.
I don't recall having seen a blocked PAT return for a score in my time here at BSU, but you talk about a lot of guys downfield blocking on that. That was pretty to watch.
It was, and it's one of those rules they put in for the excitement, and Tompkins did a great job, and we did have some good guys blocking downfield on that after the block. That was exciting.
You guys need to regroup. I'm sure this is going to be a rough bus ride home. How do you get the guys motivated to go again next Saturday night?
Well, you know, I told them right after. I said, keep your character and your standards high, and we will win. We'll win next weekend if we do that. And there's still so many things that I'm really disappointed in. And start with myself. We didn't help the kids in a few situations. And we just got to do our job and get them back up by the weekend. And with the character kids, I know they'll be there.
See you next Saturday, Coach.
Thank you.
Jeff Tesh, head coach of the Beavers, with us on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show.